In this bulletin, a 25-year-old man arrested after 39 bodies were found in a truck at a British industrial park. The US lifts economic sanctions on Turkey. And in football, Adelaide United defeats Melbourne United to win the FFA Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. British police have found the bodies of 38 adults and one teenager inside a truck believed to have come from Bulgaria. Officers were called by the ambulance service after the discovery at an industrial park in Grays, east of London. A 25-year-old man from Northern Ireland, who was the driver of the truck, has been arrested on suspicion of murder. Essex Police Deputy Chief Constable Pippa Mills says it could be some time before authorities are able to identify the victims.
We believe the lorry is from Bulgaria and came into the UK through Holyhead on the 19th of October. Emergency services attended, but sadly all 39 people inside the container had died. Early indications suggest that one of these people was a teenager, the rest are believed to be adults.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has told Parliament he's appalled by the discovery.
This is an unimaginable tragedy and truly heartbreaking. I know that the thoughts and prayers of all members are with those who lost their lives and their loved ones. I'm receiving regular updates, and the Home Office will work closely with Essex Police as we establish exactly what has happened.
Bulgaria's foreign ministry says the truck was registered by a company with an Irish owner. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has cancelled a planned appearance in front of a lawmakers committee. European Union leaders are weighing up whether to extend Britain's Brexit deadline beyond October the 31st. Mr Johnson has signalled he'll call an election before Christmas if the three-month Brexit extension is granted. In a letter, Mr Johnson told the liaison committee he must focus on delivering Brexit in difficult circumstances. It's reportedly the third time Mr Johnson has postponed or cancelled. US President Donald Trump has declared a permanent ceasefire in Syria after Turkey launched an attack in the north. The deal requires Kurdish forces, which were aligned and fighting against IS, to move out of a 30-kilometre zone on the Turkish border. Russian forces have also begun joint patrols with the Kurds, but most US troops are leaving, except where there are Syrian oil fields to protect. President Trump has also announced he's lifting economic sanctions on Turkey.
Now Turkey, Syria, and others in the region must work to ensure that ISIS does not regain any territory. It's their neighborhood. They have to maintain it. They have to take care of it.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has declared Australia the world's most successful settlement society at a migrant awards ceremony. Australia's Migration and Settlement Awards were held last night, and Peter Scanlon was honoured for his foundation promoting social cohesion. Mr Morrison has thanked Mr Scanlon for his philanthropic leadership at what he's called a bipartisan awards event celebrating Australia's strength.
If you're not a first Australian, you're an immigrant. It's just an issue of timing. Our story has three chapters as a nation. The chapter that we've acknowledged at the commencement of tonight's proceedings of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, including those who left us long, long, long ago and whose stories are still unfolding.
Boeing says it expects the troubled 737 MAX aircraft will be allowed to fly again before the end of this year. Most major airlines in the United States have removed the aircraft from their schedules until next year. The jet was grounded after two fatal crashes linked to faults in a system designed to improve aircraft handling and prevent stalling. The grounding of the MAX has seen profits more than halve at Boeing. In football, attacker Al Hassan Tor has inspired Adelaide United to a 4-0 defeat of Melbourne City to win the FFA Cup. Well, now a look at the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy, 21. Adelaide, a late cool change and 36. Melbourne, hot and sunny, 32. Hobart, mostly sunny, 27. Canberra, sunny and 31. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 24. Sydney, sunny and 27. Newcastle, much the same, 30. Brisbane, similar conditions, 28. Cairns, a late shower or two, 29. and Darwin sunny and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.